Stuart Goodyear is here. The Toronto native has captured the world's attention as a concert pianist, improviser, composer, not to mention recording artist. He graduated from the Glenn Gould School at the Royal Conservatory of Music at just 15 years old, then went on to Juilliard before becoming a headliner on the international classical stage. He has performed with many of the major orchestras and chamber music organizations around the world, including the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, the New York and Los Angeles Philharmonics, the TSO, MSO, and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, and the Grammy Award-winning Philadelphia Orchestra. His recordings include the celebrated Phoenix from 2021, the complete Beethoven piano concertos, and many, many other Beethoven projects. For Glenn Gould, the beloved Nutcracker album he put out, a Gershwin record, his latest arrived over the weekend with the Buffalo Philharmonic. This weekend, on Saturday, March 18th, at Kerner Hall in downtown Toronto, Stuart Goodyear will join up with Chiniquet Orchestra to perform his Callaloo, Caribbean suite for piano and orchestra. Chiniquet is the London-based and groundbreaking European ensemble of majority Black and ethnically diverse musicians. It has inspired the classical music world over the last 8 years, putting out three albums in 2022 and playing the proms. Chiniquet will make its Canadian premiere this upcoming Saturday. The repertoire includes Afro-British composer Samuel Coleridge Taylor, African-American composer Florence B. Price, and Stuart's Callaloo, the Caribbean suite for piano and orchestra. It is my great pleasure to have Stuart Goodyear in person here at the Oasis. Welcome.
Such a pleasure to be here.
Great to be with you. It feels like it's a long time coming. I play your music all the time, and here you finally are. So
it's great to finally talk to you.
it really is. Yeah. It seems like it's been busy. It's been
2023,
2022, 23.
Yeah.
Sort of post-pandemic.
Yeah. A lot of concerts that were originally scheduled and canceled and then just pushed to the last season and then this season. So it's been almost weekly traveling.
And you don't mind that busyness?
I don't mind at all.
This is what you signed up for.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah, no, I like a lot.
A lot to talk about, but one element I'll point out that I didn't bring up in the introduction is that you are artist in residence with the Royal Conservatory of Music. Talk to us about that big transition from being this kid listening to your dad's records to this young phenom at the Glenn Gould School and now being back in that building here in this latest capacity. It's quite the trek.
It's interesting. A lot of chapters, and it's a privilege to be artist in residence at the conservatory.
First one, I think.
Yes, absolutely. It's been two great seasons so far. One more season next year. My position includes, you know, listening to the stars of the next generation and the way that they approach the keyboard, the way that they approach music. And
that's sort of a connection to your younger self.
Yeah.
Because there you were trying to do the same thing.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, just who their idols were. And, you know, it's interesting hearing each student, their approach. So, you know, I'm learning a lot as, you know, hopefully they're learning from me.
That's nice. I like that reciprocal relationship that happens, right? That there's always still learning to do. And then it's all this chance to show off the music you've composed and be performing a lot and just sort of a nice ecosystem for an artist.
I think.
This season looks like it's been a good one as far as what we've just talked about with concerts and recordings. But you do have this new recording that you've done with the Buffalo Philharmonic.
Yes, indeed.
It came out over the weekend. I have to ask you about it because it's sort of an interesting mix of composers and performances. So tell us a little bit about what it is.
I knew about Dr. Adolphus Hale Stork when I was around 12. At the conservatory, sometimes I like walking from Young and Bloor to Young and Dundas and just see, you know, just how the neighborhood has changed, what the vibe
sure
is. And Sam the Record Man, you know, I almost feel crestfallen, you know, because it's no longer there and
HMV
is no longer
just
there.
Just the sign.
Just the sign. So I was a regular at Sam the Record Man when I was a kid.
Classical department or
classical,
all over the
only
all over
the classical department. It's kind of a shame to say because, you know, there's...
If I talk to a classical musician and I sometimes bring up other genres, it's always nice to hear a classical musician say, no, I focused on classical
I did
music.
Focus.
That's where you were.
I did focus on that section. First of all, it was It was the biggest section ever. Yeah, so I was always there just checking out what, you know, the box said. My introduction to the Beethoven sonatas was in that room seeing Ashkenazi's gold box set of 13 LPs devoted to one composer and one genre.
You and I are about the same age, and I feel like we, you know, are one of the last generations to experience that form of music collecting and listening and excitement around that tactile. I mean, we could be two old men yelling at the sky.
Cheers to that.
But it worked your brain in a different way.
Yeah, it did.
So there you are, a 12-year-old.
So there I've been going to Sam the Rugerman since I was maybe around 3 or 4.
Yeah.
But 12, I was a real Columbia Records, collector. And, you know, from the greatest hits and all of these artists. And I was delighted to see that there were still imported Columbia Records coming from the States with that amazing Columbia logo on the vinyl. And then I saw an LP of composers who I hadn't heard of before. And I think to myself, who are these guys? George Walker, Hale Storck. And I listened to Hale Storck's Celebration, which blew my mind. George Walker's Piano Concerto blew my mind as well. And I was fascinated to hear more of Hale Storck, because that Celebration fanfare that was on the recording really just... It just exploded in my ear. I'm thinking, my goodness, what is this?
And how exciting for a young performer.
It was so exciting. And so I got the call inviting me to perform Hale Storck's Piano Concerto No. 1 and record it. I had absolutely no idea what else was going to be on the CD. I knew it was going to be a Naxos release. Then I found out Danny Elfman's 1111 on there. And I thought, okay.
So
all right.
Danny Elfman, the legendary
composer
for cinema, working with Tim Burton for many years. But, but obviously, you know, having Oingo Boingo and his other pieces of orchestral music that aren't about necessarily movies and so on. So an interesting pairing.
Well, an interesting pairing. And also it's just, I know a lot about Hale Storck. So now, you know, I'm thinking to myself, all right, I know Hale Storck very well. I could talk about Hale Storck. Now I need to find out about Elfman.
Let's listen to a little bit of this new recording. New music from Stuart Goodyear, and we're going to play a bit more of that record as the week progresses. But if you're just joining us, pianist, composer, Royal Conservatory artist in residence, Stuart Goodyear is with us here at the New Classical FM. He will take the stage with Chinook Orchestra on March 18th. That is this Saturday at Kerner Hall. Do not miss it. 8 p.m. start time. Tickets at rcmusic.com. So there's this orchestra that's been specifically on European stages, although branching out into Australia, now here in Canada, the U.S.
Yeah.
Majority Black or South Asian descent orchestra. Chinook Orchestra has performed your music over the last 18 months all over Europe.
Yes.
You're going to be with the ensemble this Saturday. So when you heard about what the founder of this orchestra was doing, Chichi Nwanoku, what did you make of it? What did you think?
I thought it was about time. I thought it was about time that the classical world embraced, you know, in principle, we always want to believe music speaks to everyone, and then the music world speaks back, and there's this wonderful relationship. As soon as you have that love for the music, that is already you have a cultural background because you are so close to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been mind-boggling how there has been such a struggle with different ethnicities being accepted in this world of ours that seems so embracing. It's a long time coming.
Yeah.
And I love what Chi-Chi is doing, and she has been so passionate, and just in the dream that everyone is inclusive in this world. So it's I applaud her, I respect her deeply, and it's always a pleasure to work with her.
Let's talk about Kalalu, the Caribbean Suite for Piano and Orchestra. This orchestra has been performing this over the last year. I'm curious, have you seen it happen in Europe, or did you send off the music and say, how did it work?
Well, you know, it's so interesting. I heard my performance of Kalalu in Germany by Medici.
Famous classical music website. Yeah.
Incredible. And it was amazing. you know, to hear this incredible pianist, you know, perform this work, and he was bringing his own journey to it.
Right.
And
that must be a little odd for you. I mean, every composer goes through.
I love it. But, yeah. I love it. Made me look at Kalalu in a very new light in some cases, and just very taken by the whole experience. They played, you know, they played Kalalu, they played Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4 on the second half. It was so alive that I felt like I was there. You know, I was watching it from my laptop, but I was cheering them on. You know, I felt like one of those very special experiences of my life. My first big experience in concert going was when I saw Leonard Bernstein conduct for the first time the Vienna Philharmonic.
You're a fan.
I was in the 10th row.
Right.
And I had that same kind of excitement when I saw the Czernicki Orchestra perform.
It's a kind of excitement that's almost right up to the top of your head, right?
It does, yeah.
That is so exciting. So you get to perform this now.
I get to perform Kalalu in my hometown. This will be the first time Toronto has heard this piece of mine.
Very exciting. And then you mentioned them, but Florence Price, Coleridge Taylor. I mean, we talk about this moment and trying to get to these changes and this change in thinking and this change in how we imagine what a classical stage would look like. But I will say Florence Price and Samuel Coleridge Taylor, names I'm saying a lot more these days as we get more and more recordings from major orchestras.
Yes.
Stuart Goodyear, it really has been a long time coming, and we so appreciate you taking some...
Such a pleasure to be here.
...time to be with us. Really fantastic. Pianist, composer, Royal Conservatory artist in resident, Stuart Goodyear. He will take the stage with Czernicki Orchestra this upcoming Saturday at Kerner Hall, 8 p.m. start time. Do not miss it. Tickets at rcmusic.com. This is Stuart Goodyear in performance.